Hey guys, welcome back. We're here doing an episode on the five books that helped sculpt my business career. Little pretext, I was never a big reader growing up. More recently, I got into reading to get more knowledgeable, find little tidbits that would maybe help me within the mental process or even the business operation process, and just wanted to share my top five within my library. I've kind of been now a book and podcast connoisseur. Today I just kind of selected five that I've already read and that had some good points and takeaways with them. With books, what I told my team actually just as a Monday is I used to read them and try to remember as much as I possibly can. And what I started doing recently that really changed my absorption of the information was taking notes on these books I'm reading. So a takeaway is a lot of people highlight books. I think that's great. I actually make notes that then I can reference, so I don't have to flip back through the book of looking at the highlighted sections, and I'm pulling, you know, a couple highlighted information from each chapter that I think I can apply towards that business that I have focused or am focused on. And I think that's a really big takeaway for me as I am continuing to read probably a book a month. Some people have the ability to read multiple books at a time. I'm not that person. I have a lot of downloaded in my library as I've kind of formed a book group. I don't go to like a meeting every month or week, but I share books within the company and outside the company that then people can share good books that they've read as well. I started just business because that's something I'm trying to change habits of, that I'm always focused on business, all about business. But you can see some books in the background. I've tried to change it up to kind of touch on all spiritual, emotional, physical kind of areas of my life. So I'm going to share today the top five. I'm going to go from five down to one. The first one here is Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. This is a great book. Ryan Holiday writes a lot of great books. They're straight and to the point. I'll read you a little takeaway. We're often told that to achieve success, we need confidence with refreshing candor. Ryan Holiday challenges that assumption, highlighting how we can earn confidence by pursuing something bigger than our own success. So this one really hit home to me. I was taught early on of doing sports, of not having an ego, but being confident. So there's a huge difference between confidence and ego. The ego is way broader than you would ever think as in reading this book. Best way I can put it that a mentor of mine told me that this book kind of reiterates is staying in your own lane. If you start competing against competition, competition is great. Friendly competition is even better. You can only be better than yourself. So if you start getting out of your lane and chasing competition, it's actually a distraction, which he touches on in this book. Definitely inspiring, offers a compelling explanation of the effects that the ego has on personal and professional success. There's a lot of wisdom in this book, examples from business, sports, politics. He really just illustrates how the unchecked ego can impede on the progress that you're creating and lead to failure. He comes up with a lot of true stories of individuals who overcame ego-driven obstacles. So this one's great. His other ones are really good too. So big Ryan Holiday fan. If you haven't read this, get your hands on it. This is a great one. Number four, which I listened to on Audible, it's What It Takes by Stephen Schwartzman. For those who don't know who Stephen Schwartzman is, he created a group called Blackstone, which is a powerhouse. A lot of people just see that he has great success. Anyone in the investment banking world knows of him, but often readers' firsthand account of the principles and strategy that propelled him to become one of the most successful investors and business leaders of his generation. This book, I literally could not stop listening to. I was like, dude, I gotta finish this story. So it was great. He built Blackstone into a global powerhouse, including insights into decision-making, negotiations, leadership. There's so much advice in this book that provides a roadmap for aspiring entrepreneurs and executives looking to navigate the complexities of business world and achieving extraordinary success. Truly is just straight to the point of what it takes to accomplish your goals. It inspires readers to pursue their ambitions with determination, resilience, and strategic foresight. So great book, highly recommend it. So this one was kind of out of my scope. A friend of mine bought this for me. I let it sit there for a long time because it's kind of intimidating. It's a big book. I like quick, easy reads because probably my ADD takes over and I get distracted. I was always that kid who your coach would go tell you to study, watch tape, and I just wanted to go practice and do. So this one is number three on the list, The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. I actually found out as I was prepping for this episode that Robert Greene has a great book called Mastery. So I just added that to my library this morning. But this is a classic explanation of the timeless principle of power dynamics and human behavior. Man, it was crazy, but it was the wisdom from history of the most influential figures into the 48 laws first governed to the acquisition and maintenance of power, from mastering the art of manipulation to cultivating mastery, each law just broken down. It is so interesting, as I actually read one law, I think a week. And when you read each law and then you're doing life and business, you start to recognize and see it in the real world. That was fascinating. So this is a glimpse into strategies employed by each individual throughout history to influence and achieve their objectives. Serves as a cautionary tale as well, so highlighting the ethical considerations and potential consequences. This book is banned actually in prison, so it's wild as far as like why, because it's again about manipulation. But it's ethical considerations and potential consequences of pursuing power at any cost. So probably not for all, but it's a highly recommended book, in my opinion, that I was able to kind of read chapter by chapter, not just like a straight read through. Coming in at number two. So this one is someone I've been following for the last 6 months, super heavy. I got my wife, when we go on vacation, she laughs when I pull out a book. She thinks it's silly that I'm into these podcasts. I've been trying to get her on my podcast. She is just a street entrepreneur, so intelligent, just total like grind mode. So when we're on vacation and I'm reading books, she is a straight like inputting business. I'm trying to get her out of her business and being on top of her business. But to number two, and I'm kind of cheating here because he has two books, but I think they go hand in hand, which is $100 Million Offers and $100 Million Leads by Alex Hormozi. I got my wife to start listening to his wife, which is Layla Hormozi. We're actually attending a workshop. So these books is the first read I had where I was like, okay, here's some actionable items that I don't have to guess to consider and implement within my business. So $100 Million Offers is what I started first. Actually sent it to my whole team. Alex Hormozi is a truly genuine person when it comes to providing content. He does not have any asks. He doesn't have any endorsements. The only thing he asks is for you to share and review book and content. But it's really just compliments of his work that he did of building a $100 million company, and now with his road to being a billionaire with his wife. But just focusing on the crucial aspects of crafting irresistible offers to convert leads into paying customers. This one was that light bulb moment where I was reading this and I was like, okay, I'm going to have this on Audible and my notes out. And I literally took notes and applied it towards one of my businesses. And I had so many good takeaways of just really honing in on one business, being the best at that business. And what that related to was I was struggling that one of these particular businesses was just not enough. It didn't sound sexy, right? Flipping residential houses in the valley. I'm part of large organizations. You can see here YPO, which is just was a huge goal of mine as a kid, and I was able to achieve it. And I'm around very successful business presidents and leaders. When I came in these groups, I was intimidated by just telling people I flip, you know, $100,000 to $200,000 homes here in the valley. And by reading this book, it really turned something to me that I just owned it. I am going to be the best flipper here in the Valley. And I think I'm good at it, but I need to be great at it. So that's the whole focus that this book really was able to drive into me through practical strategies and real world example. The book guides readers through the process of designing offers that address customer needs and desires effectively. So that good to great allowed me to make an offer so good to my clients or customers that they cannot refuse. So I'm just trying to get better and better with my craft and my offering. Whether you're selling products, services, or digital solutions, these are just invaluable insights into creating offers that stand out in a crowded marketplace, which real estate is crowded, investments are crowded, flipping, which everyone thinks they want to flip houses because of television shows. It really just kind of hit home to me of becoming the best at what we do and what we're offering and always putting the client's needs first. In all honesty, I have not finished it completely because I'm taking my time making notes of it. Behind the camera, I got producer Matt. He is required to read 2 chapters every morning, and it's really a practical guide that reveals strategies and tactics necessary to generate a consistent stream of high quality leads for your business. Everyone's trying to produce leads because without leads, there's no business. But how do you do that? And he talks about all the different ways they all work. We've been doing cold and hot leads for multiple generations, and there's just a unique way of doing them. As an entrepreneur and marketer, to provide readers with actionable advice on lead generation techniques, from leveraging social media content to optimizing conversation funnels, this is just a great roadmap to understand those more in depth. He is very clear and concise with his insights. There's so much valuable resource and information that business owners and marketers can look to scale lead gen efforts and drive sustainable growth. So I know a lot of potentially my followers, leads is a huge thing. Highly recommend this book. It is a great book, and he is a great individual that I really look up to. And lastly, surprisingly enough, this was the first book, I don't know how many years ago, probably 4, that I literally was like excited to read a book. This is what kind of sparked my, hey, like, maybe books are good for me. And that was Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. And man, I bought not only this main one, I bought there's also like a limited edition one. I've literally handed this to every individual that has came into my office and wants to be an entrepreneur, is to understand the psychology of money. This is just a deep understanding into the psychology factors that influence financial decisions. This one hit home for me because most of you guys know my story through one of the episodes with a father who struggled from addiction. My acceptance of my family is all addicts in one way or another. My addiction is work, and work then turned into chasing money. So the psychology of money for me, the read was deep because it went over the factors that influence financial decisions. So he explores emotions such as fear, greed, envy that impact our relationship with money and shape our financial outcomes. Through insightful, you know, research-based insights, the book talks about the importance of adopting a rational long-term approach to managing finances. So super interesting. He uncovers hidden basis and behaviors that drive our financial choices. It's just such a valuable tool to make smarter decisions and building lasting wealth. So there's so many good takeaways within that. That's number one right now. It's something I've probably read multiple times in my library too. So those are the top 5. I hope they help you. They've helped my life. I've never been a big reader, so I urge those that aren't readers to really get into reading. Within my library, as you guys know, I'm trying to diversify into some books that are not just business-minded. But there's one called The Road Less Traveled. That's a great one. Obviously, The Atomic Habits, everyone's read. A Mentor of Mine, The Way of a Superior Man, is a great one. And then I'll finish with, obviously, Principles by Ray Dalio. So these are great. So guys, books, you know, it's something that most people pick up their phone and these electronics and swipe on Instagram and Twitter, and that's great and all. I've deleted all social media from my cell phone. I obviously have it on my computer at work for business. But the habits I've created at the workplace and in my life is if I'm quote-unquote bored or have downtime, I pick up a book, I read a chapter, I then try to make notes and apply it to my life, and it's been a huge game changer. Most of these books are history, guys, and history repeats itself, so you are just educating yourself, and the only tools that you can keep adding is the investment in self is through education, and education comes from reading. So highly recommend looking into these books. If you have any comments or suggestions, please share. That's the only way that myself and the audience can find new books to get better. Maybe there's one that have changed your guys' life that everyone would like to hear and share. So go ahead and drop a message in the inbox through these trainings, like on $100 Million Leads, is don't ask for a bunch of asks, just ask for one, because if you give the audience too many asks, meaning, you know, go ahead and share, like, follow, they're not going to do any of them. So all I'm asking you guys is send a DM, drop your favorite book here. Hopefully we'll share those with others that, you know, look into and develop themselves. Thanks for joining today, and more content coming your way. Thanks.